push the altar. See, they, this northern news would come in and just raid a house and take whatever they wanted. And of course, sometimes they killed the women and children. But she would, I just loved to hear her tell stories, and she told me that about beating on the man's hand.
She didn't get shot.
You see, when he was coming up the ladder, and she had a plank up there somewhere or another that she had something on, and she stood there, and she beat on his hand. She said, I expected to get shot, but I thought, well, just well get shot as cheering me starve today.
So what else did you tell you? Any more interesting stories that you remember?
Well, that's the only one. That one just impressed me so much, but she told a lot. She was a good storyteller, and she was she was a real smart person for her life. And there was just lots of things that she told me, but that's one thing that impressed me was her beating this man's hands till he couldn't come on up the ladder. You see, they didn't have a stair steps up there. There was a ladder. And they usually pull the ladder up when they went up there, but for some reason that day they failed to.
Probably in a hurry.
And so she said she beat his hands to him. She said, I'm satisfied that he didn't have a gun, or she said he was shot. Isn't that awful?
Yes, to live like that would be.
I don't know how many children she had. She had about 7 or 8 children, but now I don't know how many of them was living at that time. I don't know how many of them was born at that time. But her and the children was up in this loft. It wasn't upstairs, it was just a loft. And it seems the way that I remember.
Okay. That it was, had it with a rope where they could put it up, you know.
That's okay.
But that time they had failed to. He got up on it.
What was the scariest thing that ever happened to you?
What?
I said, what was the scariest thing that ever happened to you?
What was the scariest thing that ever happened to me? Well, I don't know, honey. I just don't remember.
If you're having a house full of boys, there's got to be something back there.
What?
Living in a house full of boys, there had to be something they did to you that scared you.
Oh, yeah, I remember Lindsay scaring them one time. I went in with that.
Okay.
We had feather beds, and they had to be sun that was up. And I went out to get the feather bed. And we'd had talk of a mad dog, you know. And, of course, I was scared to death. Dog with rabies, so he hollered Meadow just as I was coming in, and I hurt my shoulder. And he said, next time you can bring you in the bed. That's what he said to him. He says, next time you can bring you in the bed. That was all that was said.
Brothers are good for that. But what about diseases and stuff in your time? During your lifespan, what kind of changes have you seen with diseases? Because I know that,
Well, honey, I don't know. I've been going to the doctor so long, I don't know.
No major ones, nothing, you know.
I've been on medication for
about
40 years from my heart. And, maybe about 30 years.
Because I know that the influenza epidemic and the TB epidemic, all these things were throughout your lifetime.
I had the flu in 1917. No, I don't know if it was 19. I guess it was 19. before 1960. It was when the influenza first came around, and I almost died with it. I had never ministered before then, and so the doctor asked me if I ministered, and I had just started that morning, and I said, well, it's none of his business, but I ever know. Mother had called him and told him how I was suffering. And he said, Mother said, now you have to tell the truth. She says, he said, that medicine would kill you if you took it, if you walked. So.
Now, the medicine would kill you if you took the influenza medicine?
If I was ministering, it would kill me.
Wow.
I don't
know. What were they giving you?
I don't have any idea of what it was, but I know it just made me mad because I was embarrassed over it, you see. And that was the first time. I hadn't even told Mother. And she come and asked me. And so I said, well, what business of his is?
Mother knew.
What?
I said, I'm sure Mother knew then.
So she said, so then I said, when I told her, and then he said, well, I'll be there just quick so I can get there and bring her some more medicine. They didn't live too far from us, so. Anyway, he took that away from me, gave me something else. And I guess that's the reason I always had so much trouble with administration.
It could be, yeah.
I always had a
okay, now Rev, in 1919 women won the right to vote, the suffrage movement. How did that affect women in the country? How did you feel about it when we first won the right to vote?
Well, I thought it was wonderful.
How did other women act about it? Did you know?
Well, now some of them, even today, we still have people today that don't think it's right for a woman to vote. Mm-hmm. But I do, and I always exercise my privileges every time I have a chance.
How'd your mother feel about it?
Well, sometimes she got disgusted and didn't vote. She, you know, hear so much on one she didn't want to vote for him and different things. I learned you couldn't believe everything you heard. So, anyway, I don't think I've ever missed a time when I could vote.
That's wonderful. What did your brothers think about it? What did the boys think about it, your brothers, about women voting?
I don't remember hearing them say anything about it. I just don't remember.
You didn't hear any guys talking about it?
No, there wasn't too much said about it because everybody I knew voted.
Okay.
You know, most of them.
I'm kind of skimming through my list here so I can find just different spots. I'm skimming through my list to find different things that happened in different years to see what your opinion was of it. Like in the 30s and 40s, they a lot of people idolized people like Bonnie and Clyde, Machine Gun Kelly.
That is so sinful. It's so sinful for things like that.
Was it really a big to-do? Was it really a big thing going on that everybody thought they were?
Well, some people did, but we was taught it wasn't right, and it just never bothered us. Things like that never bothered us either. Now ask me anything you want to. I don't mind.
I'm just trying to find things that you would, you know something about or be able to discuss. Now, what about the Red Scare? The Red Scare? The McCarthy era? When he kept saying, like, the Japanese were Nazis, and basically everybody that he didn't like were Nazis. Did that have an effect here in Alabama?
Well, I don't know whether it did or not. I'll just tell you, I don't. I know we, it sure was hard not to hate the Japanese one. After they did what they did in Pearl Harbor, it was awfully, you had to do a lot of praying not to hate them.
Okay, what about Elvis? Did you ever listen to Elvis?
No, ma'am. I did not like him.
You didn't?
No, ma'am.
The whole country was going crazy for him, and you didn't like him.
What?
So the whole country was going crazy for him, and you didn't like him.
I didn't like him. He was too vulgar. But he'd get up on television and act. No, ma'am. I did not like him. I did not ever hear him. When he come on, I turned him off.
When was the first time you got a TV?
But
when did you first get a television?
I guess about, let's see, we moved down on the road in 1942. I guess we got one about 45 or 1942. We'd been down there maybe a year or two before we done.
What did you think of it?
Well, we thought it was great, of course. Mm-hmm. And now then, I hardly ever turn mine on. Well, there's nothing fit to listen to.
That's true. That is true. Was there anything else special that you can think of that you want to add to this? Anything that special happened to you in your life? Anything lucky?
Well, I feel like I've had a wonderful life.
Yeah.
Because I was converted when I was 13 years old. I joined the church. And my greatest thrill was working in the church and doing things.
What kind of church work did you do?
Pardon?
What kind of church work did you do?
Well, anything there was to do. I worked in the Christian women's Christian work, you know. And I was president of that for a while. I always enjoyed going to the meetings and I helped our church was built in Collinsville when they was in 1923, and everything was booming. Mm-hmm. And then when everything went down, we owed so much on the church that we just almost lost it. And so I helped do anything. I helped quilt. I helped, we had suppers there in the basement. Just anything to help pay for the church.
What did you, when the church was big and helping, fighting for prohibition, were you involved in that here?
No, I wasn't involved in that. I tell you one thing we was involved in, but it didn't do any good. When this Ms. Murray was going to take prayer out of the schools, we worked, we just worked faithfully. But of course she won. And that is the worst thing that's ever happened to America.
Because a lot of people, that's the only place they found any type of religion.
Well, I guess I've washed as many dishes as anybody when it comes to, because we had suppers. Just anything that we could think of. And we would quilt a quilt for a dollar and a half. I mean, maybe take 15 of us all day. Within 15 of us might get one quilted if it was by the piece.
And this was...
And that was a dollar and a half.
When y'all
That's
were trying
what
to
we
save
got
the church.
For it. But
when y'all were trying to save the church?
We were trying to save the church.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Methodists had a, they have a conference, you see, and we all belong to that conference. And we just owed so much. And the principal of the school, why, he said, now I think I can work it if we can pay so much a month. Well, people just didn't have to come in trying to save the church. And we would meet at in the basement of the church and quilt all day. If it took us all day to quilt a quilt, we'd tell them we'd do them for $1.50, and that's what we could, that's all we got.
But y'all did save the church?
We saved the church. Yeah, we saved the church. And we were so thankful for it. And, of course, it's bigger than they needed. It's bigger then than they needed, but the man that was at the head of it then thought it was going to grow. He thought big.
It's the only way to go.
So anyway, and then we served the Civitans dinners every 2 weeks. And of course they paid, I believe they paid about $1.50 for their meal. Mm-hmm. And but we served them every 2 weeks. We finally got the church paid off with all the people just didn't have the money, and we just couldn't afford to lose it.
That's wonderful. Y'all did good.
But we just didn't, we enjoyed it. We had good time. Everybody would take a covered dish, you know, and we'd take time off for lunch. And
is there anything else you need to add? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm too sorry I didn't put it in the right form for you.
You are fine. Wonderfully fine. Thank you. I'm going to turn it off now. Tell them bye.
Bye-bye.